For a sense now of how voters in Tennessee are reacting to this ad, we turn to Jennifer Peebles, political editor at the Tennessean in Nashville. Morning, Ms. Peebles. The ad that has now been pulled, how much play did it get on television there?
It seemed to me that it was on just about every time you turned around. Hmm. So it got a pretty good amount of play. I know that we have a little bank of three televisions at the newspaper office where I work, and I walked by them Monday afternoon and saw that the ad was on two stations at least at the very same time, and the third station had on a news program where people were talking about the ad. It seems like you can't hide under a rock and get away from them all at this point.
Well, what were voters saying about the really controversial Ford ad?
Well, reactions were kind of mixed. The people who had already sort of latched on to a candidate, many of them told us that they felt like it was more proof of why they should back the person they were already backing. However, several people who were Ford supporters felt insulted by the ad and were very, very angry. I know I talked to a very nice lady, an African-American voter from Nashville yesterday, and she was pretty irate about it. She felt it really kind of debased the level of discourse in the race and sort of insulted her candidate.
We know that they pulled the ad, but your paper was reporting that it's still being played in some parts of Tennessee, Chattanooga, for instance.
Yes, ma'am. As of last night, there was maybe at least one station where we were seeing the ad here in Nashville, but we also spoke to a television station in Chattanooga, and they said that they were continuing to play the ad as of last night. As you probably know, the RNC has created a second ad to replace this controversial ad, and the station in Chattanooga is a little bit concerned about the new ad. They're concerned about some of the facts in it, and they wanted to double-check their facts, and they told us that through agreement with the RNC, they were going to continue playing the ad that's been pulled until they got that resolved.
I understand that the second ad implies that Harold Ford supports the notion of morning after pills for school children.
Yes, ma'am, it does. People in Congress, of course, vote on just about every issue, and there was a vote that he took on a bill where he says he absolutely did not vote in favor of the so-called morning after pill, and the Republicans claim he did. I guess the voters have to decide who's right and who's wrong.
Jennifer Peebles, political editor of the Tennessean in Nashville. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.